I would just like to very quickly recap both the Capital Market Board and the Town Chair's name and its process. So, with an objective to improve health, reduce health inequalities, and the integration of services across the sector. The JSMA and the associated joint health marketing strategy are two representatives in the process in how we actually achieve our ambitions. So the JSMA is largely to look at the evidence where we start this process, and the joint health marketing strategy is what we do about it. So obviously this paper this morning is about accumulating that evidence in a clear site management on the well-being board to address those objectives. The JSMA is a joint strategic needs assessment. Public health assists in the production of the material, but it's not owned by public health. Everyone plays a part. It is not a backroom function, and it must represent or must recognise that a lot of the intelligence that goes into such a report is actually from the coalface. There are numerous sources of evidence, and we need to appreciate them all. So compiling this evidence base is very tricky. We have to ensure that the evidence is presented in an objective fashion. Subjects are picked according to need and not just to who's got the loudest voice. And as such, the JSMA steering group has been mandated by the Government of Wellbeing Board to do this process for us. Now, we had a steering group meeting back in 2018, and that is where we had logged the evidence accumulation, the evidence processing for 2018-19, and it's where we're suggesting the programme of work for 2019-20. The process is very much iterative, the evidence changes all the time, new services come into play, and so it does get quite a feat of engineering to produce the work in accordance with the plan. So the plan that we have put forward is detailed in Appendix 1. So it's presented as the work programme for 2018-19, and the second stage is what we're proposing for 2018-19, but it does actually flow over into the work for 2019-20. I'm happy to talk through each of these proposed pieces of work, but I just wanted to make the point that some of these pieces of work are mandatory, such as the community safety strategic assessment on crime, the equality and diversity piece. Others are more for surveillance. We have to be sure that any new priorities that occur are acknowledged and approach. This is where the process does become iterative. So for example, the very first item there is around the public health outcome indicators. This is a very large set of indicators which is routinely updated, and in effect, that's our first call for identifying any issues that may be red or require patient attention. And there are other sections in this, such as the demography, local area profiles,
The other question was on, it's interesting to link back to the discussion we just had on deprivation. I see that you say it's due for publication in 2019, which is the latest national index. Do we know when in 2019?
I haven't got a specific date. We've scheduled it for August, September, so I have to assume that it's produced within that time.
It just might be useful for Claire's out of office work that she's going to do, we might not just know
because it will give us a measure.
Yes, it will give us a measure. These measures are very generic, and very often the data that goes into these measures are actually fairly old in themselves. So I think it goes back to the earlier point where you have some objective evidence that's presented in numbers, but you have to appreciate the evidence from the whole base as well. So I see that one behind.
Absolutely accept that, but of course those figures will be interpreted by the community in their own way, so just want to be on top of that. Okay. That was my point. Is there a point to Martin?
I'd just like to say that we've been doing quite a lot of work with public health in the last few months. I guess the conversation that we've had today is really helpful, but it's so general as to not be able to support the commissioning.
Yep.
So some of the pieces of work that colleagues have helped us with is we now have a much greater understanding of the fact that 120 patients on the island that attend the AME department 4,000 times. And that actually allows us to start to change how we commission. We know that people phone the police service, there's two superusers who have dementia. But we don't actually do anything with that information as a system,
yeah,
because it just gets lost in the numbers. So I guess my question is, how do we take this work to get to a level of specificity that allows for the people around this table to start to look at how we commission services to reflect those specific needs rather than general needs? Because there are people out there where we know where they are, but we do need that information to those who see.
I'm going to come to Simon in a second. I think you make an extremely valid point. Sarah and I have had a conversation about some of our young people and some of the issues that are happening in Newport. And if you can pin down exactly who is actually involved in this, it makes it a lot easier to target your solution. And that's the point you're making, and I absolutely agree with Simon.
So I think one of the challenges is this is a process, and it's a large process. Joint strategic, it's a population level, and actually a very easy to share that with partners and dig down and work with people that underpin. It's actually, we know it's coronary heart disease and we as care of the job. Why actually, what does that mean for you as commissioners, for us as coronary health? So I think what is not seen as a document, it's more seen as this is what we're doing and kind of ongoing initiatives to do some risk stratification. So I guess what I'm trying to say very badly is this is the high level stuff, and we need to do some deep dives underneath for various topics to understand actually what's going on. But we have confidence in the board to do the high level of work.
That's fine. Do we have effective data analysis available to us? So if we sent one top head and you wrote, you see about 120, you said 4,000 times in 20. Sounds like, wow, you know.
I think the point that's been made is very helpful is that you take that general data and then you start to break it down into its constituent elements. I think it's only more recently that actually we've started to work with public health in that way that allows us to do that. So I think the opportunity is to use this as a start of the 10, but then on the basis of information that allows us to act, how the health and wellbeing board would then start to direct those people responsible for commissioning to convert this into an action plan. That's a start to improve health and wellbeing of the residents.
Now I'm going to go to Maggie, which will be Darren, and then I'm going to come to John and we're going to Lauren. So,
thanks for recognising that, Chair. I've got a couple of points. The first one is one of Martin's question, which is what about how we get from the generality of this specificity? So just put that challenge in, because from a provider perspective, from a trust perspective, we know a lot of detail about why we're presenting it. Maybe in subsequent missions, but we don't necessarily know the cause, and we don't necessarily have the actions in place to address those causes, or causes, as you mentioned earlier on. So I think that connection is something that this board really needs to work very
well. That seems really interesting.
Thank you, Chair. I suppose the question back is, how do we make sure the data that is held in the partners is there for the system as well? So it's got that central some of the data is produced by concerning analysis or whatever and also be able to work on the system and get that idea to help them inform the adjacent at the same time. So I think one issue that I think we need to ask the group to think about. second one for me is just what's driving some of the timescales. Have we got, I suppose, have we done the kind of analysis about what's needed when to make sure that all those timescales are given and all that fit in the interval departments? So, how do the needs, for example, where the council might do more from what we're now and the council of the developments? How do the needs come in 2019? There's a lot of things to do. So, where's the coming out of that? I don't want to talk to the time scale. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Alan?
Item 4 from Darren. So, I think that there's a challenge for all of us at this stage in terms of doing that. So just in terms of getting down to that level of granularity, conversations that I think we need to be having with our public health partners, and this has happened really well in other areas that I've worked in, and I'm sure others have had as well, is not only, you know, you have your baseline data from whatever data sources, but then you overlay those with information from police, you overlay them with data that's held in social care. So what I think the challenge is for us, and I think you spoke to this in the question you asked, is how we all work in the public health to ensure that not only public health has that spread, but also because it's through our databases that we'll be able therefore deliver the depth.
Sarah? Coincidentally, I've been bringing you my conversation with Mark, now with Peter Longston and Leslie Stevens, and we want to bring Simon to it to talk about actually how to identify these people, so that we're looking to set some of that conversation up very soon. And I think that will allow us to build on the conversation here.
Go to Simon, then I'll ask Lauren to kind of respond and sort of say we summed up what you picked from that and what actions are going forward. So we should have one word to talk about.
So I think I'm confused because I think we have yes, an experienced group, but I guess what we need to do is make sure we have the right people from our organisations and departments in that group. It's actually, it's really helpful to kind of hear the feedback for that. I don't know if we're quite a bit right because it's just emerging. I think that helps your point, John, that actually people in that group say this is the time to go, I need for my bit of work. Now if there's a problem because we've got too many at the wrong time, we then need to come back to the group, but how do we resource that? So I think the suggestion is here, which Rogers and Jerry have been key to that.
So, Lord, do you want to just kind of play that in and tell us what you can have in terms of what I've written two words down here? What's this? Two words. Available data and effective steering.
Don't.
Well,
I think that's good.
Do you want to comment, Paul, first? Sorry, and I want Lawrence to kind of wrap up.
Yeah, so I just want to ask your work programme, what I liked about it, it's all sort of projects, but they're short timescales to get them done by, and it's quite nicely set. On the second chart, you've got education and skills, about ensuring education matches need, yet there's no one on the steering group, I can see, with any educational sort of links or experience, but all I saw was about the right people. So how are you going to make sure that the ADE education and skills bit matches me when there's no one educational in your steering group?
Okay, well, I'll start off. I think, and Simon sort of made my first point, really, it is around the steering group. We've got the list of attendees on the steering group in the second table. Yes, I think it's high time that we looked at that list, and so I would welcome somebody from education to sit on that group. The only thing that I bear in mind is that very often these groups can get very heavy and very overpopulated, so we'd also have to think about just who's there and who they represent. Goes back to my earlier point about just ensuring that we do things objectively and not according to who's shouting the loudest. So that's the first point. The second point around Simon mentioned the word risk stratification, it picks up the point about the ACG work that CCG is doing and the trust. This is obviously a new data set. We can throw more and more data at it, including social care, and some issues such as carers. So this is a new data set. I think I'm fairly right in saying that it's fairly untried, but it is something that we should be embracing in the process, particularly the locality profiles that were on the work program last year, but I think we should be using that data. The third point about the forward plan, I think we need to do this in a more substantial way. When we came up with the programme initially we ask each of the steering group members to say what is needed. So, for example, the strategic assessment prime came up. But I think we need to take that away and ensure that that's more routine to look at. But we did look at it initially. The other point that I've mentioned is that it's very, very tempting to jump into the detailed data that we have across the system. But this is almost a point that is never going to be everything. And so we have to be very mindful of things that perhaps haven't been enumerated. I'm thinking like unknown carers, domestic violence. So there will still be other aspects that we need to ensure that we have evidence sources for.
Okay, as a chair of court, I'm quite keen to see how to play down. So what I was going to suggest, propose, is that you've now pulled together the steering group, adding in something from education, so that we obviously pointed, and that we get a report back here in 6 months' time to say how you performed against the plan. And if there's any problems in the meanwhile, we can have those conversations outside of this meeting. And I think this is a public health meeting, isn't it?
Yeah, probably has need on behalf of the board. So it's a board
decision.
Yeah. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Is something else that we can cover at this level? Sorry, Michael.
I just wanted to raise about the voluntary sector and actually the voluntary sector's data that it has, which is quite extensive involved. And I'm going to use an example in your plan, fuel poverty and excess winter deaths, which is very good. White Community Energy and Footprint Trust have done a huge amount of work on this area and have recently levered in about £200,000 from Power for Change to look at the whole area of fuel poverty. So it's very optimum time of doing that. It gives a good example of how actually the voluntary sector is actually tackling these issues and actually collecting data collected by Footprint Trust. Which actually has grant funding from a lot of the parish town parish councils in that. Has got a lot of outcomes and data which actually would feed in. So please, I think in your group you should have representation and everything from the voluntary sector, which doesn't seem to be on your list.
So largely you need balance to try and make there where you don't group you give in, but you need to be able to access the relevant information that clearly is available. So I think got the discretion to kind of make sure that happens, that would address the point of the microbes. Don't think we can do much more support on this one. Thank you for the